Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guesthouse overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle STEAM. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundation@hearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Tiburon, California.
My name's Frank Caiazzo, and we are in Tiburon talking about the Petite Left Bank, the new Petite Left Bank in Tiburon.
That's really cool. So it's new. It's a new iteration, or it's not a rebirth?
Well, it's a new concept based off of a decades-old concept here in Marin County. So we have the Left Bank Brasserie over in Larkspur, and that's been there for going on 30 years now. And the Petite Left Bank is a smaller concept, but let's say the culinary is a little bit elevated, and we're in a new Marin County town of Tiburon.
This is post-COVID birthing?
Yes, for sure. Post-COVID, we've never done a Petite Left Bank before. There's three other Left Bank brasseries in the Bay Area, all much bigger restaurants, and this is our first venture into a smaller concept.
Is there reverse growing pains, that scaling down, that more intimacy, or has it been easy?
It's been a bit easier for us. You know, we already have a name and a brand in the community. So the people of Tiburon were really welcoming to us, super excited that we were opening. And then we have staff from Larkspur that helped us with the opening. So although we hired new staff members, we also brought some longtime staff members with us.
Smoothed out a lot of the potential wrinkles.
For sure.
Talk to us about the cuisine itself and what your philosophy is.
You know, we want to offer something of high culinary quality at an affordable price that people don't just necessarily have to come to for special occasions, that they could come every Friday night, or they could come for a child's graduation from high school, or an anniversary, a first date. We want to be there for everyone and just have a high quality product. Again, that's affordable.
That's a real important ingredient, because as we both know, there are some places that, no, it's anniversary where we go there, but not every other week.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely want repeat guests. The majority of our businesses are in the suburbs. Here in Tiburon is one of the first places that there actually is a season for tourists. But again, the locals are our bread and butter, providing that consistent, high quality culinary experience at an affordable price is really our bread and butter.
Well, as I think you know, I was there Saturday night, and it was real touching in that it really had the sense of coming into a small town's local diner. You know, had no ring of tourism-driven place at all.
Yeah, it's been quite wonderful. As I said, the locals who know our brand and who have been going to the Left Bank Brasserie for decades, you know, I feel that they immediately trust our product, they trust us, and we're super excited just to get in there. So I could be in there on a Friday night, and again, it's a small restaurant, it only holds about 40-45 people inside, and as the reservations start coming in, you'll see everyone start knowing each other, and it just it has the potential any night just to turn into a big sort of party where there's a bunch of different tables there that didn't know they were going to see each other, but you know, you're always going to see someone you know there if you live in Tiburon or our local.
That's really interesting. Tiburon really is the best of a small town. You have just enough of infrastructure that it's a real town, but yet, like you alluded to earlier, there's that small town friendliness, that intimacy and casual.
It's an amazing town. I feel completely blessed, lucky, and honored to get to come to work here on a daily basis. Just the drive off of the 101 to go by the water to come down into town, and then you get here and it has that old town feel. Even though there are a bunch of new businesses in the area, it's amazing how they've managed to keep that old town Tiburon feel to it. As you're saying, it's just a great local community, but with some phenomenal businesses, some phenomenal restaurants, and there's always something to do here as well.
And again, it's so compact. You can walk to the ferry to Angel Island, like one block away, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's one block away, maybe not even one block away. Yeah. But again,
a short block.
Yeah, and then you could take the ferry to the city and come back for the day. I mean, you could make a whole day of it just cruising around town, checking out the historical sites of Tiburon, dining. There's retail stores, anything that you want, you could get here.
Well, around the corner from your place, I walked down Front Street, and it was like a Hollywood set. It was just incredible, surreal, you know, just the panoply of colors and design, and yeah, it was off the scale.
It really is beautiful, and you know, you get some amazing sunrises, some amazing sunsets here as well, and you know, for someone who's lived in Marin for 20 plus years, you know, you forget that some of these little small towns are really here. And when you get down to them, it just knocks your socks off. The beauty, the welcoming community, the unbelievable businesses.
Well, you're spoiled in another way too, and that's sourcing of some of the most premium raw ingredients in the world. I mean, Sonoma County lamb, you're in Europe and there it is, you know. You guys really are spoiled.
For sure. And, you know, we forget that sometimes and we obsess on the quality of our product. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing that you don't have to have anything shipped from that far away, that you can source local meats, you can source local vegetables, you can source local fruits. There's a bit of everything here, even all the wonderful wines of Napa and Sonoma.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we are blessed to live in a in such a dynamic, amazing culinary community.
Mm-hmm. Some places, you see the restaurant and there's the Cisco Semite backing up for their weekly drop, you know, where you guys, you can probably go to the farmer's market or go to the farm yourself.
And we do. We go to the farmer's market every Thursday and Sunday. Even if it's not always to buy our full load of product there, it's to see what's available. Mm-hmm. It's to be part of the community. It's to see other chefs, to see other businesses, to see what everybody's doing. And again, what we have more than anything is this sense of community here in Marin and Tiburon and the whole North Bay, actually.
I was with a culinary person at Greens in San Francisco, and she was talking about farmer's markets. And she said, that's the chef's church. That's the only time they get out, you know, and meet and interact with other people and whatnot.
Yeah, and one of our founders, Roland Passot, who's been a culinary icon in the Bay Area for decades, he really encourages our chefs and grabs our chefs, and they do field trips to the farmers market together, the chefs from all of our different restaurants led by Roland, and it's a really magical experience. It turns work into play, you know, and then play back into work.
Yeah.
And it's just an amazing time.
Do you spend any time in the kitchen, or are you more kind of the overall choreographer?
You know, I spend time in the kitchen having fun with the chefs, tasting their food, giving hugs, giving high fives, but I spend a lot of my time in the community as well and in the front of the house, you know. I spend my time a little bit everywhere, but we like to be known in the community, you know. We like to have, we're a small staff. We're like a sports team / family, you know. So I spend my time in the kitchen every day, just not cooking.
Right. Interesting. You're a small restaurant in a small town. You're new. Have you found people seeking you out to try something new from Marin or San Francisco or down the peninsula?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we have stores in the San Jose area. We have a Left Bank Brasserie in Menlo Park.
Right, but the awareness of Menlo Park people that you have this cute little place, are they coming to try you out here?
We definitely see people traveling and tourists coming, mainly from San Francisco, to try us out here in Tiburon. And, of course, our long-term guests from Larkspur and Sausalito. Yeah, people are really excited about this new concept that's been developed.
That's really cool. Talk a little bit about, you alluded to around the neighborhood and whatnot. There's remodels and this energy going on in town of real vitality, of rebirthing. Talk to us about that dynamic around your neighborhood.
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce, this company, ANC Ventures, they've really sort of looked into putting money into Tiburon and bringing bigger names, bigger businesses into Tiburon, but while keeping that small town feel and that small town vibe. Being near the water, you know, the buildings need a lot of care. And you know, there's a lot of renovation going on right now, but it's also keeping with that same small town feel that there's always been here.
That's really cool. Frank, to learn more about your world, what works best for you social media-wise, website?
The website is really awesome, but social media as well, Instagram, Facebook. The best way to learn about us, though, is just to come and visit our stores and, you know, become part of the family and try the food and interact with the staff. And we have stores throughout the North Bay, and they're all a little bit different, but they're all also the same in the sense of, you know, our mission is to provide exceptional experiences to everyone we welcome through our doors, no matter what doors those are. And we plan on opening many more in the future.
Well, the deal maker for me here was that small town feel, that small diner feel. Personally, I would feel more comfortable here than in a large San Francisco venue.
Yeah, well, me as well. And our staff is overly welcoming to everyone, so I'm glad that they welcomed you with open arms, and I'm glad that you had that wonderful experience.
Oh, yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, but we're like that to everyone, you know,
yeah,
and
you
although we want you to feel special, you know, we want everybody to feel special, and we serve with love, like truly. Our goal is hospitality in the end. You know, our goal is changing the way people might feel, you know, in today's environment. You never know how someone's going to feel when they walk in the door. When they walk out the door, we want them feeling amazing. We want them feeling cared for. We want them feeling loved. And we want them to feel that this is what we do because we love to do it.
I love it. Well, it works.
Thank you.
Okay.
My name is Frank Chiazzo, and I'm at Petite Left Bank in Tiburon.
Frank, thank you so much. What a great time. And I'm so glad we had time to meet. This has been fun.
Me as well. Super, super excited for the opportunity to meet with you and to talk about our store. And so happy that you had a wonderful time there.
Now I don't want to leave. I want to go back.
Well, you can. You have my number. Call me anytime, and you're always welcomed.
All right, Frank. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Tiburon, California. We'll see you here.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by the Foundation at Hearst Castle, where donors and members experience exclusive events that recreate what it was like to be a guest of William Randolph Hearst, from swimming in the iconic Neptune Pool to dining in Hearst's private guesthouse overlooking the Pacific Ocean. The Foundation at Hearst Castle's ongoing mission is to support the conservation and restoration of Hearst Castle while offering youth programs for underserved students, preserving the past and inspiring future generations of dreamers. These children experience a world of science, technology, engineering, art, and math at Hearst Castle, STEAM, along with studying the legacy of Julia Morgan, one of the most important women in the history of engineering and architecture. The Foundation at Hearst Castle not only changes the lives of children, but also provides lifetime memories and unrivaled experiences for our generous donors and members. Discover how you can become a member by going to foundationathearstcastle.com and learn how you can support this unique and invaluable mission. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.